We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Hour number three here. No Mustard and Johnson. Mark James in today. I think, will they be back next week?
I believe so.
They will be back next week.
That's what I've been telling people, so we're going with
it. Okay, we're going to go with that. Trenin Tomasi in at noon?
Yes, sir, till 3:20.
Wow, the solar eclipse is happening. They're actually back together.
For a full three-ish hours, yeah.
That's good. It's very good. And you know what I heard Greg Dickerson on this week with Dale Keefe? And Dickerson made a comment. He was supposed to do the show with me today from 9 to noon, by the way. And Dickerson made a comment about wanting to get more shifts here at WEI. Well, dude, you were asked to do the shift last week for 4 hours with me. You didn't do it. I understand you had a valid reason. Okay, I understand that. And you were asked to do it from Chris Curtis today from 9 to noon, and you didn't do it. So if you want more shifts, show up for work. Don't play the woe is me card on not getting... Listen, Joe Zarbano's giving you shifts, pal. You just got to actually show up to the studio like I do.
How you have a job is beyond me.
No, I didn't say that. That was Eamon doing that. So yes, Dickerson, you want more shifts, show up to the studio every now and then. That's how it works, okay? I love working with Dickerson.
You are a hater.
By the way, Dickerson and James is Kirk Minahan's favorite weekend show. So, Kirk, I'm showing up, Kirk, okay? I know you're the boss of this. Listen, Joe Zarbano's the PD. Kirk's the real boss. I know how it works. So, Kirk, I'm showing up to work. That's what I do. I got home from work last night at like 1:15 in the morning. Show up. I'll be here tomorrow morning with Rob Bradford from 901.
Shut up!
Yeah, that's what I do. 617-779-7937. Get to your phone calls, thoughts on the Red Sox, thoughts on the hypocrisy that is the NFL and Roger Goodell, suspending Jameis Winston for suspending Tom Brady for 4 games for deflating footballs, suspending Jameis Winston for 3 games for groping a female. That's the NFL. Like, even in 2018, that's the NFL. Nike dropped them. They did the right thing. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will probably be next. Nathan and Dennis. What? How are things on the Cape, Nathan?
Hot and sticky.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to weigh in on what you were talking about Tom Brady and Jameis Winston. And to let you know, I'm a Dolphins fan, but I have nothing against New England. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback to ever walk this earth. But I'm just kind of getting the drift from the sounds that maybe it sounds like the league's treating the Patriots unfair. And I just wanted to you guys weigh in on maybe the fact that Julian Edelman was suspended for 4 games for testing positive for performing enhancing drugs, but yet Ricky Williams was suspended for a whole season for testing positive for marijuana.
Yeah, there was a different NFL at that time. If I'm not mistaken, Paul Tagliabue was still the commissioner.
I don't know. I mean,
Nathan,
because I'm a Dolphins fan, but I appreciate the Patriots. I mean,
it was a different league back then, and Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner, and marijuana, and you know, I mean, listen. Marijuana is still a banned substance with the NFL. And I believe that players should be able to use marijuana to help out with injuries? Absolutely, I do. Because these guys put themselves through 3.5-hour car wrecks every single week. Edgerrin James once said, being a running back in the NFL is the equivalent of... If you get 32 carries in an NFL game, is the equivalent of 32 car crashes in a 3.5 hour span. So I believe that.
And I totally agree. Yeah. And I also maybe want to get your opinion on maybe the fact that I was watching this Hall of Fame game, and I don't know, maybe I'm losing interest in football because of this new helmet rule. It just, I don't know, it just seems kind of ridiculous that a running back can't lower his head to blast through the line.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. I'm so glad, Nathan, great phone call.
Isn't that what a running back's supposed to do? Power his way through the line, and he's got to get a flag every time he lowers his head to push through the offensive and defensive line?
They might as well just put flags.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've been saying it for a while now. When my son's 8 years old, by the time he's a grown adult, that's what it's. I think the league's going to be is a flag football league.
Well, by the way, I want to tell you, I want to credit Nathan. Thanks for the phone call. Andrew Sendejo, who basically wore a Make Football Violent Again hat at Vikings practice yesterday. Andrew Sendejo, I know he's a hard hitter. He went to Rice University. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, anytime you say make something great again, it's going to be obviously associated with the president of the United States. So, all politics aside, because I'm apolitical, I agree with the premise. Make football violent again. The guy that I went to school with at the U, my friend, Sean Taylor, may his soul rest in peace. If you want to see the way football should be played, YouTube, Sean Taylor, Pro Bowl, and see what he did to Buffalo Bills punter, Brian Mormon. Laid him out. That's the way football should be played. I understand about concussions protecting the quarterback. I'm just telling you, it comes with a cost. And the cost is the fact that the product is basically a watered-down, sissified product of what it used to be. I grew up on Lawrence Taylor and Andre Tippett. Make football violent again. Thank you, Andrew Sendejo from the Minnesota Vikings, for wearing that hat. I love it. I absolutely love it. Because this game right now, did you see the tackle the other night in the Bears-Ravens game that got flagged? Do you see that? That is the textbook definition of a tackle.
Yes, he's holding him up. Do we get it right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've all heard about it. If you follow football, you lead with a helmet, it's going to be a penalty and maybe even more.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, use of the helmet. 15-yard penalty from the end of the play, first down.
This is going to be something that's going to be watched all throughout preseason, all throughout the season.
So this is the thing when you talk. Forget about for a second. Let's table the anthem talk and all that crap for a second. I'm so sick of that stuff. It's ridiculous. Listen, as much as I don't agree with the way Jerry Jones went about it, at least some owner finally stood up and said, you know what? I'm an owner. And I'm the one who signs the front of the checks, right? I'm the boss. The buck stops with me, literally and figuratively. Okay, well, every Dallas Cowboy is going to stand for the national anthem. Or guess what? They're not going to be on the Dallas Cowboys. And that's the way every owner should go about it. But it can't be that, because then it looks like he's trying to oppress the players. He's trying to do this, and we can't have that. Hey, I don't have a problem with any player on social media, in the community, going out, holding press conferences, doing actual civic activities to better the community, or giving their political views on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Snap. I have no problem with any player doing that. But if your employer is telling you you're not going to do this because I sign your checks, well, you better listen to your boss. They own the team, which basically means at that given time, they own you. You are their property. You need to do what they say. That's how it works. And Jerry Jones, so I don't want to get off on an anthem tangent, but what I'm saying is this. Football is starting to look like soccer. And I don't want to see that. Pretty soon, are we going to get guys faking, you know, injuries, Capri Suns and orange wedges out there with minivans? That's the only thing lacking right now, because that's the way the game is looking. If you watch a tape of an NFL game from 2017 and you go back to the Patriots season of going 18-1 that season, and you will see the difference in the game. And the game is a shell of its former self. 617-779-7937, Stephen Akar.
Hey, Mark, one comment before I get started, because I got a lot of stuff, a lot of issues with you, but you're very intensely into what you think, and that's okay, but the other side of it is maybe too much, and I'll explain. You're talking about the Red Sox. Now, where did you grow up, Mark?
Springfield.
Springfield, Mass. Okay, so you know something about Boston.
Okay. My first ever game I went to was at Fenway Park. For 15, 17 years of my life, the only games I ever went to was at Fenway.
Beautiful. Okay, let's get to a point, though. You mentioned you were worried about Chris Sale. Chris Sale's having a great year. If he holds up and his arm holds up, you start him, and he's going to win, man. He's a winner. Okay, yeah, he was last year he wore down, and that was their fault. It was Farrell leaving him in for 110, 120 pitches every freaking game. But I think he's fine. Porcello's been really good.
Did you hear what I said before?
My point.
No. I'm going to let you make your point, but I want to tell you, prior to Chris Sale, like his entire career, his ERA is 3.78 in the months of September and October.
3.78 is better than most pitchers in the league, man. Come on, get with it. Come on, this guy.
So that's a guy you feel comfortable with a 3? He breaks down at the end of every year, Steve.
Well, he has. Maybe they're going to monitor him differently this year, which would make sense, wouldn't it?
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I would do.
All right.
What I would do, I'd monitor it a little bit.
It's a little disconcerting when his ERA goes up an entire run and a half in September and October.
Not that bad. But he got bombed in the playoffs. I'll give you that. He got bombed in the playoffs last year.
He's the best pitcher on the team. But from mid-August last year, he was horrible.
Yeah, well, he won't be this year. Secondly, another point, I mean, you got to realize this. This team is unbelievable. They're not the same team. They've got something going. The chemistry is positive. They're hitting a lot better this year. Look at all the home runs. And I'll tell you, bottom line is it's not the same old crap losing the playoff team that they've been. They're going to go somewhere this year. And I'll tell you, this is beautiful. That stick it up the Yankees' butt, because you know you're a Boston fan. You know how much we hate them. But the other point I want to make is this, and this is my last point. I don't want to tie up too long. Okay, regarding the Patriots and this, I don't want to get into it. I hate it. But who came up with that? These writers came up with this bonehead crap about, he only likes what? Oh, it's actually Bomani. You're right, that idiot Bomani Jones. I mean, Belichick will take the best player he can get, white, black. You said it earlier, right?
Right. Steve, to me, when you say Bomani Jones, my skin, I start to break out and get in a rash. Seriously.
Horrible.
I know. All right, Steve, we'll agree to disagree.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I hope Chris Sale is lights out the rest of the year, but this is his career. Again, March and April, 2.82 ERA. May, 2.67. June, 2.54. July, 2.40. August, 3.22. And September, October, 3.78. So from July to September, October, he goes from a 2.40 to a 3.78. It's a little disconcerting. Those are just the facts of his entire career. I'm just giving you the facts. So if you're not concerned and you think everything's been great, great. I hope Chris Sale wins his first Cy Young this year. But last year, from mid-August on, he went down. Corey Kluber went up, and that's why Kluber won the Cy Young. Tyler in Natick, you're up next. What's up, Tyler?
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I have a point about the fight game, but just really quickly, something you said about carrying the ball X amount of times, 35 times is related to getting in a car wreck that many times. I think Mutt can relate to that.
No. I'm a big Mutt guy. No, I know you're just joking.
My point is about the plate gate. You know, even if they were deflated, you know, you could throw a volleyball in there, and Brady still has to throw it, the receiver still has to catch it, and the defensive backs still have a chance to intercept it. It's a fair game still, no matter what.
Oh, I know. And here's the thing. The Colts had their own ball, so they could, you know, it's such an excuse that, like, it's just totally, it's totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Yep. And I also, I never heard the rule in the NFL that it's the quarterback's responsibility to monitor the PSI of the ball. I mean, there's two guys that touches the ball before the quarterback does. That's the referee.
That's what
the center.
Hey, Tyler, exactly what I said. Now, question is, do you think Tom Brady, like, he took the four-game suspension because he felt so guilty about it that he did it? Or he just didn't want the, like, he didn't want those two guys because it was, like, sort of an admission of guilt? See, I don't.
No,
I don't.
I think Brady's such a sportsman that he wouldn't want to win a game by cheating. He wants to win the fair way. He takes losses like a man. So he wouldn't want to cheat to win a game. I mean,
no,
that's not his style.
No, of course
so
it's not.
I don't even think he had anything to do with it.
Yeah. By the way, here's a guy who thanks for the phone call, Tyler. Here's a guy who won 3 league MVPs, 4 Super Bowl MVPs, and 5 Super Bowl rings. Does he need to cheat? It's like the smartest kid in class. Does the valedictorian need to cheat? No. They don't. You know who cheated? Barry Bonds, A-Rod, and Roger Clemens when they thought that they didn't have it anymore. They wanted to get an edge. Tom Brady doesn't need to cheat. The guy freaking eats like rice cakes and avocado ice cream, for crying out loud. Jerson in New Bedford. Hello, Jerson.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Great show. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, it's just I want to compare this new rule that they have in the NFL. It's almost like, I mean, I joined the service years and years ago, but they already have to redo the basic training program because they tried to make it too soft to placate everybody. And the problem is the NFL, just like the Army, is a 1% league. And there's a reason they joined. There's a reason they make that money because there aren't that many people that can take that punishment. There aren't that many people that can deliver that punishment. So everybody that wants the safety, just like you said, it's 32 car crashes for 32 carries. And
by the way, that was the great and should be one day Hall of Famer Edgerrin James said that. I'm just agreeing with him.
I'm sorry. Yep. Yes, Edgerrin James.
Well, by the way, I'm not related to him, although we did both go to the University of Miami.
Well, I'm a big Mason Blue fan. So,
oh, all right.
We don't have too much of a rivalry, but no, it's just everything now is to make things simpler and easier for everybody. And there's certain jobs, there's certain career paths that are not easy. The NFL is one of them. The Army is one of them. There's many. And there should be no forgiveness. And this new rule is an absolute joke because all of a sudden, a 240-pound running back is not worth 240 pounds. Now you need that shifty running back that might not get you. He's not a third down back. Now you have no third down backs because how do they get that first down? By putting their head down and getting underneath.
Yeah, it changes. Jerson, I don't even know what a tackle is anymore. It changes everything.
Oh, my goodness.
It's such. Jerson, do you agree with Andrew Sandejo to make football violent again?
Oh, my God. I want a poster of his hat. I want that.
I actually do. You know what? I actually do. Eamon, find out if there's a T-shirt site, because I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy one before noon, and I'll give it out. I don't even care who this site is. I'm not, you know, it's not payola. I want one for my own person. I'm going to buy one. Make football violent again. Yeah, we have to. This is ridiculous. It's may the late, great Sean Taylor and Reggie White rest in peace. Is there a site?
It's available on Etsy, $24.99.
Is it black T-shirt?
It's a black hat, and it says "Make Football."
No, I want the T-shirt.
Oh,
so, but the hat says okay. I'll get the hat on Etsy. All right, I got the Etsy app. I'm definitely getting it. You got to make football violent again. Rich and Stoneham, go ahead, Rich.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
So pretty well. Just a comment to give you compliments on the clip you were talking about regarding the NFL, like the old days. I usually bouncing around the radio. I go right by these talk stations these days because it bores me. So the first time in a long time I was engaged in that 5-minute rant that you just went on. I thought that was great.
Thank you, Rich. By the way, that means a lot. That means a lot to me because you're one of those channel changers, and for me to get you to stick and to listen, and not only listen to call in, I must be doing something right. So I appreciate that.
I tell you, the soap opera that we've seen with the Pats the last couple of years. I'm bored of it. It's like a soap opera. I walk by the station. My wife's got soap operas on. It reminds me of the Patriot stuff going on the last couple of years. I'm bored of it. So when you, that's old school. Like Lawrence Taylor, a buddy from Charlestown, can't remember his name now. Who's our friend from Howie? Howie Long.
Oh, Howie Long. Yeah, it was a L.A. Raider. Yeah,
hockey, right?
Right. That's right. From Charlestown. Absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up in Selma right next door, so.
Nice. So like LT, Lawrence Taylor, those guys would, you know, and listen, and I'm not condoning the hit by Jack Tatum, the assassin on Daryl Stingley who paralyzed him for the rest of his life. I don't want to see that happen. But I also don't want to see these quarterbacks where you got to put a freaking tutu around their waist, because that's what it's come down to now. That you, not only the quarterbacks, a receiver, a running back, a fullback, a tight end, you can't tackle anybody anymore.
Yeah, 20 years you'll have the audience will be soccer moms.
Oh, that's it. It's what it's going to be. It's what it's football. American football is turning into soccer before our very eyes.
You got it. You got it, brother.
All right, Rich. Appreciate it. So, by the way, Rich, you are with the Make Football Violent Again then, right?
You got it. Put me on the list.
All right. Yeah. Etsy. Eamon said go to Etsy, right?
They have the T-shirt and the hat.
They do have the T-shirt?
In both black and white.
How much is the T-shirt?
The T-shirt is $21.99. Hat is $24.99.
Oh, I'm getting it right now. I'm getting it right now. I firmly believe in this. We have to make football violent again. That's the way it needs to be. That's what I grew up watching. Listen, this isn't that long ago. Prior to League of Denial documentary, the NFL was, this is like what it was. And all of a sudden now, we sissify it. This is the generation. This is like the new, everything's been sissified. Everything. You can't, you know, could Eddie Murphy, could Richard Pryor exist in today's climate? I don't think he could. I don't think Richard Pryor could do what he did back in the day in today's climate. You think about it. I mean, it's like everything's been watered down and sissified. And I will be, I'll be damned if I'm going to watch college football on Saturdays and NFL on Sundays and see this turn into soccer. It's like, I mean, really, what are we going to have next? Guys faking injuries, guys flopping. You know, Capri Suns and orange wedges. Is that what next? You know, I mean, because that's what it's turned into. I don't recognize this game of football anymore. I don't. All right, your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937. You want to talk about the Red Sox? Are they peaking too early? I know some people think that I'm hating on Chris Sale. I'm not. I'll get your phone calls on that. And should Alex Cora send Nate Eovaldi to Bean Brett Gardner to answer for Mookie last night? We'll get to that as well. I say he should. What do you say? 617-779-7937.
About carrying the ball X amount of times, 35 times, in is related to getting in a car wreck that many times. I think Mutt can relate to that.
No.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Tomasi, Trenny and Tomasi coming up at the top of the hour. They will be live from the Old Dominion Freightline Studios at Fenway Park.
You got it.
All right. Back to the phones. William in a car. Go ahead, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I've been thinking about Mookie Betts, you know, lately, and I've kind of come to the realization that if the Red Sox are willing to pay David Price, who's been a total bum, $31 million, mm-hmm. then they should be willing to pay Mookie Betts, like, you know,
oh, yeah.
45 to 50, because he does far more for this team
yeah.
than David Price has come even close to doing.
Yeah, and so, by the way, here's the one thing, too, that unfortunately, we all thought that David Price, we're all hoping, a lot of us, that David Price would opt out at the end of the season. I don't think he's going to.
No, would you?
No. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
I'd suck for $30 million a year. Mm-mm.
Right, 30, then, yeah, 31 to be exact. Sure, why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll walk every guy that I face. I don't give a crap. And then furthermore, you know, everybody who said anything about Manziel coming to the Patriots is out of their goddamn minds. I know Belichick is the greatest coach to ever coach in the league, but the guy's not God. Okay?
I know.
You know? Like, I'm listening and listening. I'm like, when is anybody going to say the dude has no talent? And then he comes out of your mouth. And I'm like, thank God somebody finally.
Right. Well, his own father, William, his own father called him a druggie.
Yeah. You think, like, hello. That's a kind of a red flag if you ask me. I mean, but what do I know?
Right.
I'm just an average Joe, you know.
Right. I love this, the defendants that come out like, well, it was only one game. He threw four picks in the first half of a CFL game.
CFL.
Like, come on.
CFL. It's even lower than the NCAA. And like you said, he only threw the ball up to whoever that, you know, tight end receiver was. That's the only reason he won the Heisman. I mean, come on. The fact that he played for the Browns, which is, you know, I'm pretty sure Bama could beat Cleveland any day of the week.
Right, exactly.
And he couldn't even make it there.
Idiocy. He'll be working for Barstool or SEC Network in 6 months.
I give it three. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah, his professional football career is over. It's over.
And then lastly, I didn't hear what Bomani Jones said. Oh. But when you said, oh, Bomani Jones, I was like, oh, it's probably something about
race. Oh, okay.
Sure,
well, William, why don't you, I'm going to let you go, but Eamon, I know Eamon's busy. He's one man banning it right now. Eamon, we've got to get the Bomani Jones sound of him talking about why Decker was, why he's interested in, Belichick was interested in Eric Decker. He made the correlation, and he used other previous wide receivers who are all white, and maybe that's the reason that Belichick is interested in Eric Decker. So it's not the fact that Belichick thinks that Eric Decker can help him out in his system. He's a good fit and he can win. No, it's of course the race card, which is what Bomani Jones does. This is what he does. We got
it. Hogan is. Oh, go look at those yards per catch numbers. People don't believe it because he's white. So you can go in there and you can get these white dudes for the cheap. Because people out here are like, nah, man, I don't want none of that. And you're like, nah, man, this is the heat. I'm telling you, Eric Decker is kind of at the end of his rope.
What about the Steve Largent clip where Pablo Torre is like trying to play his hype man, egging him on about that one?
Which is the stereotypes that people have about white wide receivers. Therefore, you can get them a little cheaper. Like Chris Hogan, for example. Go try to explain to somebody how athletic Chris Hogan is.
Go look at those
yards per catch numbers. People don't believe it because he's white. So you can go in there and you can get these white dudes for the cheap.
Well, Bobby, could you see this man, Eric Decker, fitting in with the Pats?
What you mean, can I see this man fitting in with the Pats, right? So here's my question on this. Did Bill Belichick have a Google alert set for Eric Decker? Or when this sort of thing happens, do they call, what is it called? The Lance Allworth Alliance to see what names they have on the list of guys that perhaps they could recommend. Yes. The Steve Largent Foundation here to let them know that there's somebody else. Or perhaps they call Biletnikoff's boys and they find out who they know that might be good for the job.
What else is there to say when someone, if ESPN went to Bomani Jones and said, no more race car dropping, he couldn't say anything. There's all his takes. All he does is drop the race card. He's a race baiting, fire starting wannabe Stephen A. Smith. This is what he does. You're inferring that Bill Belichick is only interested in Eric Decker because he's white. So let me ask you this. Memory jogs me, correct? Like I just 2007, Eamon, before that season, Randy Moss, is Randy Moss white?
No, he's not.
Is Chad Johnson white?
No, he's not.
Okay. No further questions, Your Honor.
And just with, I mean, it just started with Welker. People forget the first, you know, however many years of Belichick coaching where they really didn't have any white wide receivers at all.
Right. None. And it went with Welker, and then it went with Julian Edelman and Amendola. But just always bringing up the race card, it's just unbelievable.
I think the market inefficiency thing is the smartest point out of all.
Hard
when you drapes it with all sorts of racist.
Yeah. Everything's
nonsense.
Racist with him. Don and Quincy. Hello, Don.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Mark, I have a couple quick digressions. Number one, speaking of Bomani, please say he's from Florida.
I don't know if he's from Florida.
If he is, please bring up Rosewood in front of him, please.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of the friggin' bringing up the old stuff, okay? The last time we had a real racial problem here was when D. Brown got arrested by the Wellesley police, I believe. Isn't that the last one?
Not
big out there in front.
Yeah, here's the thing. This is what he does. He's made a career out of it.
I know. I understand. I understand. And speaking of the violence, bring violence back to football, I believe that's why Vince is spending all of his money on bringing all this back. I believe he's bringing back the XFL to bring back old football, including the cornerbacks and all of that. I believe that's why he spent all this money, and it's taken so long to get it back out there.
Well, then I'll watch it.
I wonder what you think about that one.
Yeah, then I will watch it. I will watch it then.
Definitely. No, but everybody's saying that it's not going to last. I don't know if it is, but if he's bringing back the old football, I believe it will.
Yeah,
because it'll draw the fans.
Exactly, because it, now granted the
entertainment.
The only thing is that the quality talent might be not so great, but the thing is that we'll get to see at least I want to see real football.
But as it progresses, Mark, don't you think more and more NFL guys will go to the XFL if it progresses enough?
No, because I don't think Vince McMahon can afford these teams can't afford to pay that kind of money. That's the thing about it. They can't afford. The NFL to football is what the WWE is to wrestling. I mean, it's the top, bottom line. Justin and Roxbury, thanks for holding in there, Justin. Justin.
This is what's up, Mark with a C? How you doing?
Good, Justin. Go ahead.
Sorry, man. I'm doing a bunch of things here.
Okay.
Your take on Chris Hill, I think it's a little bit off. I think with the White Sox, they max them out every year. I think we maxed them out last year. Right now, it's not a real injury. They're giving them some time off. The first half of the season, they kind of babied him. And I think he's going to be ready to roar for the second half of the season.
Well, I hope so. I don't want to
really
see him break down, man. That's the thing. I don't want to see him break down.
Well, that's why that's why they've been babying him. I mean, he's barely thrown over 100. I mean, maybe two or three times he's gone over 100 pitches.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is that, I didn't like Alex Cora sitting him for this series, though.
I understand that. I don't know if they really looked that far forward and it was done on purpose. I think they decided all-star break, good time to sit him down because he kind of was throwing a little too hard in the all-star game. So, they shut him down, give him his time off, and, he's going to come back strong. They can still baby him up until September,
Yeah. I just, again, it's fine. But, yeah, I don't want them to Steven Strasburg him and him not pitch in the postseason. Obviously, I know Alex Cora won't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for a first-year manager, he knows what he's doing. I mean, obviously, as an ex-player, he gets it.
No, Alex Cora, everything Alex Cora has done this year, I except from the beginning of the season when he admitted he that mistake on, he didn't, he admitted that in the beginning of the year against the Tampa Bay Rays. Everything he's done has been pretty good for the most part.
He's had a boo-boo or two.
Yeah.
But, it's his first year in a new job. Everyone,
But you know what the good thing about it, Justin, is that at least he's transparent with it, unlike John Farrell.
That's it. I can actually stand to watch his press conferences.
Exactly. All right, Justin, thanks for the phone call. Robin Plymouth, you're up next. What's up, Rob?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hi. So I played football for my high school and stuff.
How old are you, Rob?
I'm 16.
You're 16, okay.
So I played football for my high school, and my coach always tells me, you got to lower your head when you get in there because otherwise you're going to get hurt. So, I mean, if I go and play for the NFL and there's no rules, so how am I going to, play?
And I agree with your coach.
Yes.
I agree with him. Yeah, that's the way you got to play. You do lower. If you don't lower your head, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think LeGarrette Blount, J.J., all those players got so good. They lowered their head and they got in there.
That's right, Rob. I agree. What position you play? Linebacker?
I play running back and linebacker.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. Are you going to go out and play college ball?
I'm thinking about it.
All right. All right. Are other schools sending you letters?
Not yet.
No. The yet is the operative term. So get on that. Get in touch with Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Rob. Thanks for the phone call. Paul in Milford, you're up next.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm all for making football violent again and, you know, Patriots sign and white plays, but all you're doing is triggering Trenny and Tomasi. You know, that's fool's going to have to listen to that later.
Well, they're going to be coming up noon to 3. They're going to be back together. That's it. I mean, nobody can sit here and make the argument that this product that they're calling football that we've seen over the course of the last 4 to 5 years is good, because it's not.
And I agree. You know, I'm relatively young. I'm 30 years old, and I see the direction the NFL is going in.
Right.
And it's becoming mamby-pamby. You know, and I'm young, and then you see it happening already.
And Paul, when did you start watching football?
As long as I can remember. Jeez, like less than 10 years old, you know?
Okay, great. So you're a perfect guy that you're a millennial, but you're a millennial with an old-school mentality, that you're someone who grew up watching, you know, when football was football, and you know, getting to see guys, and I keep mentioning Sean Taylor because he hit like a truck, and these guys that would, yeah, they would put you in the ground, you know, John Randall. You watch Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis, who will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tonight. You know, these guys couldn't play the way that they played in these current conditions.
Exactly, and that's how they made their millions, by being tough, strong, athletic freaks. And now they're going completely away from that. And what are these guys earning their money for? For flag football?
Exactly. I know. And pretty soon they're going to be getting fined and suspended every week.
It's a slippery slope. I don't like the way it's going.
No, I don't either. So do you agree with make football violent again?
100%.
All right, good. By the way, just so you know, Paul, I'm going to let you know, yeah, it. And thanks to Eamon, I ordered the shirt. It's coming. It should be at my door by Wednesday. Eamon's right. Go to Etsy. Just type in "Make Football Violent Again." You can order the shirt and the T-shirt. I just ordered it.
I love it. You know, get Barstool on that. They should get on that too.
Yes. Well, they make enough money. Believe me. They make enough money. But yes, they could get on that. That's true. I'd probably buy their stuff too. So
all right,
Paul. Hey, it is what it is, man. But you cannot tell me. I mean, that flag they threw the other night was just an absolute joke in the Bears-Ravens preseason game. Like, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were speechless. Absolutely speechless. Rob in Charlestown. What's up, Rob?
You know, Mark, I love listening to you, but I have to tell you, 4 or 5 years, you better go back a little bit further. I've been coaching football a long time, almost 30 years. And
I just mean the NFL product. I was talking to you for...
Okay, but it's changed a long time. And that young boy that was on, the kid Rob, that said his coach told him to drop his head, that coach should be fired. No coach in their right mind tells a player to drop their head. Maybe pull your neck, square your shoulders, all of those things, but they don't tell you to drop your head. Those days are long gone. There's no more three yards in a cloud of dust. They are long gone. They're not coming back, because each player in the NFL is a valuable commodity, not like it was 25, 30 years. It's about money. It's not going to change. All the way down to the high school level. Trust me when I tell you, there's more motion and passing and everything like that at the high school level than there ever was.
But, Rob, don't you feel as though the game – how old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay, so you see – the denigration of the thing that we call the NFL now.
Without a doubt, but you're beating a dead horse. I would love to see collisions, but you know what? When two people run at each other, the sheer physics is going to be a collision. Tackling has gone by the wayside. They're talking about flag football for youth now. I mean, come on. We're sissified the society. I mean,
By the way, Rob, Rob, listen, I love to keep you on here. I'm up against it, but we definitely have turned into a sissified society. And you can see it, the NFL, comedy, movie, everything. Everything is completely watered down from the way it used to be, plain and simple. All right, we'll come back for one more segment and then hand it off to Trenny and Tomasi, who will be at Fenway getting you ready for the Red Sox-Yankees pregame, which will start about 3:20-ish. right here on WEI.
This is Mark James on WEI.
Final segment on the Mark James Show. One half of Kirk Minahan's favorite weekend show. The other half, Greg Dickerson. He's one of those guys, he complains about having a lack of shifts, and then he gets offered to do shows 2 weeks in a row, and he's like, I can't do it. And then he makes fun of himself for being ungainfully employed, and then you're being offered shifts, and you don't come in to do it. You got to show up. Eamon, half of life is showing up. You just show up, you'll be all right.
Sure is.
You know, punctuality is also a premium. That's pretty good as well. Competence is a real premium. 617-779-7937. Let's close strong. I literally ordered the t-shirt. Make football violent again. You can order it in whatever color you want. My favorite color is black, so I went with black. So it's on its way. I cannot wait for it to arrive to Watertown. Hopefully by Tuesday, but probably be Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to getting that t-shirt in the mail, because I don't recognize this game anymore. And I, unlike a lot of people up here, I watch not only the NFL on Sundays, which I grew up on, which my father got me into. I'm a huge college football fan on Saturdays and a diehard Miami Hurricane fan. And I just want to say kudos. Let me just say this, my ode to 52. You can call them whatever you want. And people out there, I heard it. I still hear it to this day. People call him a murderer, a criminal, and they use, you know, just absolutely horrible offensive terms like thug, but you can call him the greatest middle linebacker in NFL history, a two-time Super Bowl champion, and now a Hall of Famer. His name is Ray freaking Lewis, and he will be inducted and immortalized into Canton tonight, rightfully, and he represents me. And he represents the University of Miami. And I'm very proud. I think he's the most successful. With all due respect to Michael Irvin, I think Ray Lewis is the most successful Miami Hurricane player in NFL history. And Michael Irvin got 3 Super Bowl titles, 1 more than Ray Lewis. But I don't think that Michael was, well, it's a toss-up. They were both, two of the greatest at their position. I think great, you know, obviously the greatest wide receivers, Jerry Rice, then Randy Moss. I put Michael Irvin 3rd. Ray Lewis, the greatest middle linebacker of all time. But, and then, you know, one of the greatest linebackers ever. And you can say what you want about him. I love him, and I'm glad he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight. So he's one of the greatest leaders in sports history, too. So you don't have to like him. You can say whatever you want about him. You're never going to change my thought. And for people to still call him a murderer and a criminal, it's absolutely a joke.
Should we hear from him with Sal Powell talking about just pure nonsense yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was?
Sure.
Wow. To see my kids, to see the things that I told them, to see my high school coaches, and to know I was that one kid that didn't have a scholarship. I was that one kid that said I was too small, that I could not do it. And guess what I did? I made my way to the Hall of Fame, you know? And man, I'm telling you, that's what I believe the belief is, right? It's really what nobody else's opinion is about you. It's about what you really do. And it's real people who pay attention to that. Sal, let me tell you something. I just had a Gold Jacket luncheon that forever changed my perspective.
Well,
actually making some sense there, which is shocking.
He did.
There's a 2.5 second or 2.5 minute cut of him just
okay.
rambling.
If Lou Holtz with the world's worst lisp makes $50,000 per motivational speech, Ray Lewis should be making $200,000 per motivational speech. Seriously. But love Ray Lewis. And, you know, I know he's not exactly revered here in New England, but I don't care. I love him anyway. He'll always be a Hurricane. John is up next. Eamon, you might have to pull this one up, the thing here. Go ahead. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
Two words will explain why they're doing what they're doing now is Daryl Stingley. You're not old enough to remember.
No, listen.
His career get ended.
No, but listen.
His career get ended by a sick animal.
I know, John. But listen. And I don't condone that either. Those are just part of the, you know, unfortunately, there's a risk. You're one shot away. I mean, what about Nick Buonaccini's son? He ended up in a wheelchair the rest of his life. And I don't like to see that. This game that I grew up loving is a shell of its former self.
Well, the game that it used to be, the so-called head-hitting game, was a shell of what the game used to be when you had blocking and tackling. When guys didn't lead with the head, guys didn't take somebody's head off, they actually tackle. You watch Dick Butkus. He would just chase people down and throw them down.
Yeah.
Greatest middle linebacker ever. Not the guy who's the only guy in the Hall of Fame who was in a car when somebody got murdered.
Mm-hmm. I knew that was coming. Listen, Butkus is, yeah, I mean, what can I say? There's an award named after the guy. The guy's phenomenal. I mean, he's, you know, but, I knew people were going to go there. It's like, once I bring up Ray Lewis's name, murderer, where's the white suit? Here we go. First of all, if you check the facts, Ray Lewis didn't murder anybody. He was with people who murdered someone, and he got blamed for it, okay? He's with the wrong people in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm not absolving him, exonerating him, but he did not murder anyone. Okay? And then you had this very ambitious mayor at the time, Billy Campbell in Atlanta, who was trying to run for governor of Georgia, who was going to do everything he could to prosecute and make this, you know, his grandstand. And Billy Campbell just went away after that. What did Ray Lewis do? He went on to become the Super Bowl MVP the following year, NFL Defensive Player of the Year two times. That's it. Can we squeeze Bob and Lynn here? All right, Bob and Lynn, go ahead, Bob.
Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm unfamiliar with your talk show, but I love it, and I love the topic.
Oh, great! So you agree? Make football violent again.
I want to become a make football violent again member.
Okay, well, go to Etsy. I don't have the... God, I wish I'd thought of these t-shirts, man. Go to Etsy. It's like eBay, E-T-S-Y, and type in Make Football Violent Again. You'll get t-shirts and hats. I just bought one, shipping and handling included, $21.30. So it's coming to my house. Yep.
I'm doing it. And Steve Nelson called his own quarterback, Tony Eason, put a skirt on him, you know, because he was... I didn't want to, you know, I can't say the P word.
Right.
But he was such a girl, he got rid of the ball instead of being hit. And he just said, put a dress on her. You know, and it's like, yeah, football is a violent sport played by violent people.
It is.
It's used to it, people.
It is. There's no doubt about it. It is, Bob. Well, I'm glad.
I like your show. I really do.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening. Don't forget, Make Football Violent Again t-shirt. Go get it.
Hoorah. All right.
There you go. Well, is this the rap sign now, Eamon? All right, Eamon Conroy. Keep going. Good. All right. So for those of you that are waiting for Trenton Tomasi, bad news. For those of you who don't want to hear Trenton Tomasi, good news. They're not quite hooked up yet at Fenway Park, so I will continue to take your calls at 617-779-7937. Bob in Newton is up next. What's up, Bob?
Yes, this is not Brown Nose Bob, and you just defended a killer, and you sounded like the guy sleazy, Ray Lewis's sleazy lawyer that he had in court. An immoral piece of crap, like you.
Okay, Bob, is that all you got?
No.
Well, keep going.
Killed two people, not just the one he was on trial.
Bob,
his roommate was found dead after he got beaten with a baseball bat, do you know that?
Bob.
Is that okay, too?
Whoa.
All right?
Well, hold on. First of all, are you questioning me about things that happened at the University of Miami? Marlon Barnes, he got killed by some guy.
I'm not talking about him.
Oh, who are you talking about? You said roommate.
I'm talking about the guy Ray Lewis killed with the baseball bat. Okay?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
His former roommate that was killed when he was in college.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Marlon Barnes.
Okay, you're trying to say he didn't do it?
No, he didn't do it. That guy was convicted for it. There was a guy that his roommate...
That doesn't mean anything. He probably had...
Bob, I literally can't do this right now. I just can't. I knew once I brought up Ray Lewis, it was like, here they come. Here we go. Oh. You know, I one little self-serving moment I wanted for myself to... Just one little thing... Just give me that one thing, and like you can't even do that. Oy vey. You know, here's the thing. You can say what you want about Ray Lewis, but he did not. He is not a murderer. I don't care what anyone says about it. Aaron Hernandez was, okay? Unfortunately, as much as it kills, you know, people to hear, probably that was not the great word to use there. Aaron Hernandez was a convicted murderer. And then, of course, we all know what happened there. Eamon, great job out of you. I appreciate it. Trenny and Tomasi coming up next, live from Fenway Park. All right. Trenny and Tomasi coming up next, here with you till 3:20, right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.